touched all the control panel's activate pads. Some glowed red to show they were security locked, but the rest went green, and light flooded the space. Three walls of the room had three doors apiece, exactly like the door to the room where Alyssa had awakened. Nine small bedrooms? The fourth wall had two more doors, and an open corridor leading off into darkness. The silence of the place seemed to press on her eardrums. When Alyssa moved, the only sound was her bare feet on the tiles. She called out for help again. When no one answered, she started checking the doors that circled the space. The first four opened into bedrooms exactly like hers, all empty, with the beds crisply made. The LCD panels on the doors were blank. The fifth door opened into a bathroom. Alyssa needed that. But as she headed for the toilet, she was stopped by the sight of herself in the mirror. She started to cry. Not just because of her baldness, shining under the lights as if her scalp had been waxed. Her head looked so fragile, as if the tiniest tap would break it open. Her eyebrows and eyelashes had disappeared too, shaven off or fallen out. And she was so thin, nothing but bones. She was only 16, but her skin sagged like an old woman's. She couldn't stop crying. Words kept surfacing in her mind. I must have been sick. Am I dying? Has everyone left me here to die? There was so much she couldn't remember. The sickness must have affected her memory as horribly as her body. She was alone and sick and scared in a silent, empty place, and she didn't know what to do. Eventually, she cried herself out. She washed her face, used the toilet, washed again, and tried not to look at herself in the mirror. She went back to the central room and continued her circuit of the doors. Three more identical bedrooms, plus a room full of bedpans and other medical equipment. She was in a hospital. Of course, she'd been sick. But where were the doctors and nurses? The other patients? The robot attendants? The final room off the central space was lined with strong metal lockers, each with an LCD name panel like the ones on the bedroom doors. With her heart beating faster, she found a locker bearing her name. She pressed her thumb against the ID scanner. The locker door clicked open. Relief. Inside, she found clothes, including her favorite pair of running shoes. More importantly, she found Bala. She took him out as gently as if she were cradling a baby bird. His screen was dark and his fine silver chains hung limply. Alyssa felt tears welling up again, but she told herself Bala would be all right once he was reconnected to her blood. Even dormant, he was beautiful. An aunt of the dolphin clan, sleek and sinuous. Her constant link with a world net. His skin was lustrous, gray, firm, and rubbery to the touch. But unlike real dolphin skin, Bala's was as thin as a balloon's because Bala himself was less than a finger width thick. Nestled on Alyssa's arm, he had always been as light as a second sleeve. Slowly, carefully, she put him on. First his slim body, half-organic, half-silicon circuits, starting with the fingerless glove that went on Alyssa's right hand, as sheer as nylon yet loaded with touch-sensitive digital tissues, then his long, flat body, winding so soothingly familiar up her arm all the way to her shoulder, then the slender silver chains that draped around him, partly to hold him in place, partly to serve as antenna wire, but mostly for the sheer, glittering beauty of delicate metal on his skin and hers, binding them together. Lastly, she pried the plastic cap off the stent hole in her forearm, and as her blood came welling up, she pushed Bala's umbilical into the outlet, joining him with her once more. She didn't know how long Bala had been disconnected, but he surely needed a full recharge of blood. Alyssa knew she should sit down to avoid passing out, but she forced herself to put on clothes because she was suddenly shivering. When she was dressed, she half-dropped to the storage room floor and propped her back against the wall. Several minutes passed in a daze until she heard Bala say, "Alyssa?" Her heart leapt. She looked down and saw his dolphin face in the display screen on her wrist. "Oh, Bala," she said, and started to cry. She hugged him to her, pressing her right arm to her chest and squeezing hard with the left, the way she'd done when she was little and had bad dreams. He made the same sounds that he'd made then. "Shh,"